John chapter 5, and we're going to read from verses 1 to 8. John chapter 5, verses 1 to 8. Can you put the spots on, please, Steve? Thank you. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there was in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in the Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whosoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there, which had an infirmity, 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. The Lord bless those verses of his precious word to our hearts this morning. The subject I want to speak to you on this morning is light at the end of the tunnel. Light at the end of the tunnel. When I was a young boy, I had a hobby. The hobby that I had was train spotting. And I had a little book, and in that book was the number of every train and every namer, as we call them, train in this country. And as a boy, I used to get on the train, and I used to travel to Crewe Railway Station, which in those days was the main railway station for this country. Because almost every train and every namer, as we call them, because some of the trains had a nameplate on. And I used to travel to Crewe to train spot. But on the way to Crewe, we used to go through what we called the Air Castle Tunnel. And it was a tunnel that stretched for about 3 or 4 miles. And you were in pitch darkness. But suddenly, there was a light at the end of Air Castle Tunnel. And as soon as you reached the end of the tunnel, you were in the light. Well, there are some lessons in this story from John chapter 5 that can be applied to everyday life. Because this is an amazing story which tells us that however severe our circumstances in life might be, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. In this story, we have a man who had been ill for quite a number of years. In fact, the Bible says for 38 years. And suddenly, for him, there was a light at the end. The light came unexpectedly for him when Jesus visited the place where he was lying. The day started like any other day for him. It was no different than any other day for the last 38 years. He was in this sickness, this darkness that he couldn't get out of. He depended on other people to help him because he was unable to help himself. He couldn't support himself because he depended on other people to help him into the pool of Bethesda. Whatever assistance he was given, it never gave him any light at the end of the tunnel, because always there was somebody else before him. This story is very, very relevant to many, many circumstances and situations that people find themselves in our present day society. How many there are that we know who are looking at this moment for some light at the end of the tunnel? And how many are there here in this service today who are looking for that light at the end of their situation and their circumstance that will bring them through? There are so, so many. And the man in our story, he had no control over his circumstances. He couldn't do anything about the way he was. We don't know how he became ill. We have no idea what made him disabled. The Bible tells us nothing about that. All the Bible tells us is that this man lay in the porches of Bethesda waiting for the moving of the water. And he had been disabled for 38 years, and this man was in that state and that condition. Now, I have known young men and women who are in dark tunnels like this, perhaps not with sickness, perhaps not disabled, but through circumstances and situations in life that have crowded in on them and encased them in this kind of a darkness. And this man who was encased in this kind of situation was like that until Jesus came on the scene. And I want to tell you and encourage you this morning that whatever your circumstance, situation, difficulty might be at this present time, and that light that you're looking for at the end of that tunnel, if you got Jesus in the situation, I will guarantee you that some point in your life and experience, Jesus will bring you into the light. It'll happen for you. I'll guarantee you that because I believe it with all of my heart. And let me say just a few words about the man in our story who was in this tunnel for 38 years. There are three things that would like us to consider about this man. The first thing is this, that this man, he lived with hope. This man lived with hope. The Bible says that this man lay in this porch at the side of this pool. It is believed that at a certain time and period that the waters of Bethesda all bubbled up. And the belief was that an angel used to come down and stir up the water. And their belief was that whoever was first into the water was made whole of their disease or illness or disability. Can you imagine that when the water all bubbled up, the scuffle that must have gone on around that pool at that time, people seeking to get into the water first. Do you remember about 12 months ago or 18 months ago, there was a thing on the news which is called, I think it was called Black Friday, and where goods in shops were reduced in price, and in London, when they opened the doors, it was chaos because everybody wanted to be first inside. And can you imagine in the pool, round the pool of Bethesda, how many people there must have been lying in these porches, and suddenly the waters were all stirred up, and suddenly there was this great rush and this chaos among all of them, somebody trying to get into the water first. Well, this man lived with this hope. It was within his heart that one day he would get into the pool. The hope was that he would be there when this happened. He was there because he longed for something. And maybe he thought, after a long time, it would never come. And sometimes when people are going through circumstances, they think the end will never come. Whenever am I going to get out of this? There is one thing that this man had, was hope. His hope never faded. And the reason why he went to the pool day after day after day for all those years, because he had hope in his heart. Never give up hope that one day, and he never gave up hope that one day the water would be stirred and he would be the first into that pool and be healed. I read a story about a young couple who were in an art museum. The young couple, deeply in love, sitting on a bench, looking at the paintings. And one of the paintings that captured their attention was of two men who were sitting in a boat. They were in the harbour and the tide was out. And they were sitting in a boat with no water. And the caption underneath said this: waiting for the tide. Waiting for the tide. They sat in that boat because they had hope. Because they knew that the tide would come in. And I want to tell you this morning, whatever you're going through, the tide will come in. Let me say that whatever you are going through, don't give up. Keep on believing. Who knows? Today could be the day for you. Today could be the day that you see light at the end of the tunnel. You look into the Old Testament and you look at the story of Joseph. He knew that God had called him for something, but he found himself in a pit. He found himself in a slave market. He found himself in a prison. Forgot about for 2 years. Is there coming no end to this, Lord? He depended on that hope he had within his heart that one day God would bring to pass everything that he'd said concerning him. And he lived in that expectancy and that hope. And that day did come. You look in the Old Testament again at the story of Job. Job was a wealthy man. He had cattle, he had a good family, he had riches, he had everything. And suddenly he lost it all. Everything was gone. His body was covered in boils and sores. And no doubt he was wondering, will this ever come to an end? And his wife said to him, why don't you curse God and die? Why don't you do something about your situation? And he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Yeah. And that at the latter day, I shall stand and I shall see him in my flesh. The day came when Job had more at the end of his life than he had at the beginning in the story of Job in the Old Testament. God gave him everything. God brought him through. And let me say this morning, listen, dear ones, God will bring you through. Amen. He will bring you through. I remember going through an experience in the early 1980s. It's probably one of the worst experiences that I've ever gone through in the whole of my life. I was in what they call a cloud. I was in a cloud and I couldn't get out. I called on the Lord, I'd done everything I could, but I couldn't get out. And I remember one day standing in the middle of Bradford City, in Yorkshire, where our pastor comes from. I was there at a committee meeting. And at lunchtime, I was standing outside a car park in the middle of Bradford. And I just looked up and I said, Lord, whatever this is, it's got to go. and it's got to go by Friday. It was Wednesday. I said, Lord, whatever this is, it's got to go. It's got to go by Friday. I came home on the Friday. Friday morning, we drove down to back to where I lived in Newport. And that evening, our missionary newsletter had been sent from our missionary office. And I opened the newsletter and I began to read down the pages. And as I read down the pages of that missionary newsletter, I came across a line that mentioned something about Pastor Ken Rees in India. And as I read those words, Pastor Ken Rees in India, something went, and suddenly there was light. Amen. And little by little, that cloud dispersed. And I came out into the sunshine. Whatever you are going through, however severe it might be at this moment in time, you might be ready to give up. This man never gave up. Never gave up hope. Because he sat there day after day, waiting for the moving of the water, because he was living with this hope. The second thing that we see about this man is this. That not only did he live with hope, but he looked for help. He lived with hope and he looked for help. This story tells us that the man required help to get him into the pool once he was troubled. He looked for someone to assist him in getting into the water so he could be healed. So he lived with this hope, but living with it didn't help the situation because he was looking for help. All the time he was looking, he longed for this light. There must be lots of people in similar situations to this man. Maybe not suffering, as I say, in the same way, but still looking for an end of the circumstance that you're in. We read in Psalm 121 these amazing words, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So the looker here is distinguishing between their God and the idols of this world. My help comes from the Lord that made heaven and earth. My help cometh from him. And your help, dear ones, this morning will come from him. It is true generally that most people call on the Lord for help when they're only in trouble. Most people never think about God or think about praying or anything of that while everything's going well. They don't even give God a thought. But when something goes wrong, the first thing that they want to do is they want to turn to God. And whatever you're going through this morning, turn to him first always. Don't turn to something else or somebody else. Turn to him to give you assistance and help. And this man, here he is. He's looking for help. And when Jesus comes along and says, do you want to get well? The Lord says that to us. Do you want to get well? Yes, Lord. I want to be well because I want to serve you. I want to be well to serve you. And Jesus comes to this man. Do you want to get well? Yes, but I've got nobody. How wrong he was. How wrong he was. Because Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda, not for everybody else who was there, He went there just for this man. He went there just for this man. And he said to him, "Do you want to get well?" "Yes, Lord, but I've got no one." And what happens is this, that Jesus says to him, take up your bed and walk. So the first thing that this man does, he lived with hope. The second thing he did, he looked for help. And I don't know where you've been looking for your help to get you out of what you're going through. Turn to Jesus and ask him to help you. But the third thing that this man, that I see here about this man here is this, that not only did he live in hope, not only did he look for help, but he longed for health. He lived in hope. He looked for help. And he longed for health. That's where I am today. Don't know if you are there, but that's where I am. The main lesson this man shows to us is this, that the main reason that he was there was that he wanted to get well. Yes. And maybe you are here this morning because you want to get well. Yes. And this story can be applicable to so many people in our world. And as people look for an answer to their problem, they need to look in the right direction. Jesus asked this man, did he want to get well? His answer indicated that he had looked for help to get well, but didn't get any help whatsoever because he didn't have anyone to give him assistance into the water. And Jesus told him, take up your bed now and walk. And it is said that this man went to the pool with his back on the bed, and he went away with his bed on his back. It's a wonderful story. So the long wait for him was over. He came into the sunlight. For 38 years, he had been in Aircastle Tunnel. For 38 years. And suddenly, he comes into the light. When we came out of Aircastle Tunnel, we arrived at Kidgrove Station. And this man, when he came through after Jesus had touched him, came into health. Because he took up his bed and he walked. I heard another story. Yes, I did hear this story. I didn't read it. I heard this story. A story of a woman was in a painting of a woman who was sitting on the circle of the earth. And as she was sitting on the circle of the earth, she had a harp. She had this big harp, and she was playing the harp, but it only had one string. All the strings were broken. She only had one string, and the caption was, hope. The last string was hope. This man played on his last string. It was hope. But Jesus came and he gave him help and he gave him health. How's your hope this morning? Where's your help coming from? Where does your health come from? It comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Amen. I don't know how long you have waited to see the light at the end of your tunnel. Maybe you're living in hope, looking for help, longing for health. Well, turn to the Lord Jesus and let him assist you. He will lighten or he will brighten your life. The psalmist says, they looked unto him and were brightened or lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This Bible story is amazing to read, but it is better to apply it to your life if you want to see light at the end of your tunnel. The Lord can bring you through any experience that is affecting you physically, mentally, bodily. The Lord can bring you through. And this story to me here in this little Bible reading that we've shared together this morning about the man at the pool of Bethesda who lived in hope, who looked for help and longed for health. And Jesus gave it to him. Amen. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you this morning for the truth of your word. And not only the truth of your word, but the simplicity of your word. And I just pray now, Lord, that those here in this service this morning that are looking for this light, that you will give it to them in the name of Jesus. Just raise your hand this morning if you are still looking for that light at the end of that tunnel. Just raise your hand and I'm going to pray that God will break into your experience. Thank you. Thank you. There's some this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you see every single one of the people here who is at this moment living in hope, looking for help and longing for health. And I pray now, Lord, as you're looking down on this congregation and you're seeing these hands raised, I pray now, Lord, that you will send the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, so that it quickens their mortal bodies right now by the Spirit that dwells in them. And I pray, Lord, that they'll be able to testify that they have received some light at the end of their tunnel. So thank you again, Lord, for your loving kindness to us this morning. For you are great and greatly to be praised. So we give you praise, Lord, this morning in and through the precious name of Jesus. Amen. May God bless you and thank you for listening.